Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, we're continuing with the series that I mentioned last week. Everything that I learned in the business community and how to apply it to your personal life. I spent 15 years building a healthcare tech company that we eventually sold to a Fortune 500 where I became an executive. And I realized recently that a lot of the skills and experiences that happened during those 15 years, I'm using in my coaching business, I'm using in my personal life. So I wanted to share them with you. And so today is the second installation of this series, and it's all about heads down, pushing through, and pivoting. And the reason I wanted to focus on this is because when I'm coaching, my clients come to me and typically they're stuck either in their career or their personal life, mostly in their career, and they want to change jobs. They want to find something more meaningful. They want to find purpose. Maybe they've had a lot of success. A lot of my clients have, or they're on the road to a ton of success, but they're just not feeling it. So we spend time figuring out what's going on. Why aren't you feeling it? What's happening? And we muddle through what I call emotional weight, all the things, all the baggage, all the noise in their head that they've learned through the years that are getting in the way. Once we can isolate what those things are and how to stop those specific patterns from continuing, clear out the emotional weight, shed those pounds, find their authentic voice. The next thing that comes up invariably, unless the person is a superpower project management guru, is the tactical side. How do you get it done? This is something that I spent a lot of my career on. What is the balance between having goals, setting goals, pushing through, not quitting, but pivoting and, you know, making sure you're not just working really, really hard in the wrong direction. One of the biggest mistakes I see in entrepreneurship all the time is this idea of heads down, right? Heads down, working hard, heads down. And it's like, well, how do you know when your head's down if what you're working on is the thing you need to be working on? I mean, are you ever pulling your head up to look at how it's going? When do you find the balance? I appreciate sticking through. One of the most important things to me is to focus and finish stuff, but you don't want to finish stuff that no longer aligns with your business. So how do you get that done? How do you think all that through? What do you do when you've got 15, 20, 40, at times we had 100 competing projects with different departments going all at the same time? How do you figure out when to push through, when it's just getting difficult, and when to just call it and refocus? So here's my best advice. We would set goals on a monthly, quarterly, and yearly basis, right? Everybody gets that. You align. What are the goals of the business? What are the goals? What do I want to get done? And on a personal level, in your personal life, same thing. What do I want to do over the next 3 months? Do I want to get in shape? Do I want to travel? Do I want to save some money? Do I really want to focus on work, my family life, all of them? Do I have the time? What are the resources to get that done? Setting realistic goals, taking that time to really assess where you are, where you'd like to be, and if you have the resources to get you there, is a very, very difficult task and really, really worth doing. Once you've done that, you sit down with those goals and you prioritize them. 1, 2, 3, 4. And this is the thing that crushes so many young entrepreneurs is everything is a top priority. Everything is number one, number one A, number one plus. You can't have 10 number one priorities. You can have 1, 2, 3, 4. It doesn't mean you can't work on 10 things. It just means something's got to be a top priority. And depending on the resources, that's where the majority of the resources are going. Once you kick the projects off, they're underway. Every week, sit down. What are you working on? Not the things that you're not working on, because now I've got my list. I'm completely clear. I've set my goals. I've got a list of things. I've prioritized them. What am I doing this week? And again, being real, don't set goals you can't accomplish. Don't set yourself up to fail. Set yourself up to win. What am I doing this week? Okay, this week, I am getting back to these 10 people. I'm following up on the sales. I'm, right, going to hire that employee. Again, it's the same thing in your personal life. I'm going to the gym 3 times. I'm going to eat more healthy. So I'm going to go to Whole Foods and get healthier foods and make some soup, right? Really simple. Set those goals every week. Now, to keep the momentum going, you got to celebrate the wins. So important. When I learned this lesson, it was the life-changing, game-changing moment. Every time I would get something done, go to the gym, it's not like I'd pop champagne and, you know, celebrate all day long, but you've got to take a moment just to say like, nice, done. I call it the like cookie test. If you've got a little reward that you love, a little cookie, a little cup of hot tea that makes you happy, whatever it is that really makes you feel that warm, happy, calm sense, you want to create that in those moments. Every time you finish something, stop, pause, shouldn't take more than 3 seconds. At the end of the week, review the outcome. Did you get your stuff done? Did you set goals that were realistic? Maybe you set realistic goals, but Wednesday you got a phone call that changed everything. Your child was sick. One of your clients in your business needed something. Don't be hard on yourself if you didn't set the goals when in fact there's something legitimate that came up. It's just life. So look at the outcome, see if you set reasonable goals, then you just rinse, wash, repeat. Monday, do it again and do it again. Now here's the thing. At some point in this process, what was the reason for this goal in the first place? Why are you doing it? I want to get healthier. Are you eating healthy? Are you getting healthier? Did you lose the weight? Are you feeling good? Fantastic. Then the goal is starting to get met. Sometimes we set goals, though, we just don't really want to follow up with. We don't plan to do. In your business life, that happens all the time, and particularly in business because the marketplace is speaking back and telling you that you're on the wrong track. So heads down, push through. I love it, except at some point, you've got to pivot. So when you realize that you're pushing really hard and not getting any outcomes, that's when you need to pivot. So you start over. Go back to that first step, looking at the bigger goals, thinking about the outcomes you want, and recognizing that the path you took wasn't a failure. It just taught you something and you need to find a new direction. I hope you liked today's show. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to ask a question, send an email into laura@lauraco.com. I read all my emails. I love to hear from you guys. And thank you so much for listening.